This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you, Jason. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth. Well, I am well, but your communication is really garbled. Let's try another go at it.
Okay, how's that?
Let's hear your voice again. Much better. Much better.
Okay,
much better. Well, now it's not. Now it's not. So, wherever you are, if you can get a better signal, that would be great.
Maybe. Okay, how's that? Is that better?
No, that's that's good. Mm-hmm. Right there, that's good.
Is that okay now?
That's a little better, yeah. That's probably the best it's been. So, Gwyneth, we've been talking about ticks, T-I-C-K-S, these little parasites. And for years and years, and we've been saying that, boy, it sure looks like they came from a military experiment. Well, the sun.co.uk, leading article, ticking bombs, Pentagon ordered to reveal to Congress if its scientists used diseased ticks as biological weapons and if any escaped the lab.
A
bill passed in the House of Representatives requires the Pentagon to investigate. A bill passed in the House of Representatives requires the Pentagon to investigate whether researchers infected the insects in the 1970s and if any were let loose. It comes after a bombshell new book claims the Defense Department was behind the spread of Lyme disease between 1950 and 1975. Congressman Chris Smith, who added the amendment to a military spending bill, said, "We need answers and we need them now." The bill orders officials to conduct a review of whether the Department of Defense experimented with ticks and other insects regarding use as biological weapon between the years of 1950 and 1975. They must also reveal whether ticks or insects used in such experiments were released outside of any laboratory by accident or experiment design. And the defense authorization bill still needs to pass the Senate before it can be signed by President Trump. Now, I think that's great that they put that in the spending bill. So y'all want some money, you're going to have to give us the answers. But how can we depend on them, the Pentagon, investigating them, the Pentagon, how can we depend on them to tell the truth if they did something as horrific as weaponizing insects, letting them loose? Can you imagine? So what about all those people? And I know one who is a victim of Lyme disease. And this gal was in her 30s. She lives in the Garden State, and she got it. And she would get in her car and not know how to drive. She would get wherever she's going and then forget how to get home. She would go to the supermarket and forget while she got there. She would fall down the stairs. She would fall standing still. It was absolutely awful what happened to this 30-year-old. And she's still alive all these years later. We're looking at, you know, 60s now. 30 years of this disease. And what happens to a person like that whose life was stolen from them because of a tick bite in her backyard? And what do people do? What do they do? Well, if they live in an area as she does, they're terrified of getting what she got. She's terrified of getting it again. She won't visit us or her family because of we live near the woods. The woods are surrounding us. So here we have an absolutely horrible situation where probably millions, that's my guess, of people have been infected with Lyme disease. They've gone through the treatments. Many have died. And what if it's all an experiment? Let's see how this works. Let's see what happens when this thing gets loose. And then, to make matters worse, what do people do who live in these areas? Well, they spray. What do they spray? They spray insecticides, killers of bugs. So now we kill the bees. We kill other bugs that are in the food chain. We poison the water. We poison the air. We poison the soil. All because of what? Some jerk in the Pentagon saying, I got a great idea. Great idea. Let's weaponize some bugs. And then we poison the planet as a result of that. So now the question is, what do we do? What do we do with these people? Now, if they're still alive, well, that's easy. That's easy. We give them a hotel for the rest of their lives. You know, small hotel. 3 meals a day. Bologna sandwich for lunch. Crackers for the rest of the day. Maybe some water. That's what we do with them. But what if they're dead? What if they've inflicted all this on us and now they're dead? Do we go after their families? So, Gwyneth, what happened in Europe when a family inflicted pain on the villagers? Did the succeeding family members pay the price?
Well, often they did. Often, you know, if there was a situation where there was a particular noble lord who went out of control and went and killed a bunch of people, often he would be dragged out of his big manor house and killed, and his family as well, you know, because the locals often, they usually didn't have guns, but they discovered something, okay? You know what they discovered, Vincent? They discovered that a piece of rope is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they discovered.
Yeah, and I think they wanted to make sure that the genetic lineage didn't continue because they thought maybe something was wrong with that lineage, right?
Yes.
So they wanted to stop it right then and there. Kill the whole family.
You don't need firearms to exert that sort of justice because in that situation, a packet of matches is a deadly weapon and a piece of rope's a deadly weapon and a pitchfork's a deadly weapon. What are you going to do? You're going to ban every kitchen knife and piece of rope and packet of matches and cigarette lighter? Yeah, that's what it's ultimately going to come down to. And I think that these elitists have got a really, really short memory. And I'm absolutely not encouraging anybody to go out and do anything like that. I'm just saying, this is what happened.
Neither am I.
This is what's happened in past.
Neither am I. I'm just talking about what did happen.
This is what always happens.
It
happened in past history, and it probably will happen again because this is a cycle that the planet goes through.
Gwyneth, we are experiencing a delay of 1,540 milliseconds right at the moment. That's a little over 1.5 seconds delay from me to the studio in Minnesota. So we're probably, you and I are probably experiencing probably a 3-second delay. So class, if you hear us stepping on each other verbally, that's why. It's not intentional. I just don't know when Gwyneth's going to talk, and she doesn't know when I'm going to talk. And if we both wait, then the alarm will go off because there will be radio silence, which literally there's an alarm that will go off if we, if nothing goes out over the air for, let's say, 7 seconds, then the alarm goes off.
So, yeah.
A little difficult today because of the delay. Dead air. Mm-hmm. Gwyneth, what would you like to talk about? I'll sit back and listen.
Okay. First thing I would like to discuss today, I sent you a video earlier. If anyone wants to see this video, they can go to my Facebook page. I have it linked there already. In Australia, there was a particular cop, and this was in New South Wales, okay, which is the next state over from where we are. And this particular cop, he noticed that there was a car driving around and it had no plates on it. So what he did was he put on his lights, he did a U-turn, he put on his lights and put on his siren, and he followed this car that had no plates, and this car didn't speed up. But it didn't slow down either. It sort of pulled over to one side, but then it went back on the road. And then it pulled into a house, and the cop jumped out of his car and raced over to the garage where the driver of the car was busy getting out of their car and held a gun to the driver's head and basically said, "Get on the ground! Get on the ground! Get on the ground!" And the thing is that the driver of this car was an elderly woman with a back problem. And she was on disability benefits. And she was a sweet old lady and had no idea that the cop was actually, you know, flashing his lights and sirens at little old her. And he basically got her out in her own driveway, cuffed her onto the ground, and this woman's sweet elderly dog bit the policeman, and the policeman turned around and capsicum sprayed her dog and said, "Basically, your blankety blank blank dog, I ought to shoot your blankety blank blank dog." How's that? That does nothing to raise my opinion of the blue team. Vincent.
Gwyneth, you used the word in your email to me with that link, keel hauling, K-E-E-L-H-A-U-L-I-N-G. Would you mind explaining to our class what is a keel hauling?
Okay, a keel hauling, and I should point out that this is figurative. I've got no intention of actually physically doing this, but this is a figurative. But in an actual keel hauling, what you would do is you would tie a rope around the victim or subject's hands, and then a member of the crew who could swim would take the other end of the rope, dive underneath the ship, come up on the other side, and the other end of the rope would get tied to his ankles, and then the soul would get pushed overboard and would be pulled using the rope along the underside of the ship.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Check your Google search results lately. Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about keel hauling. Class, let me spell it for you. K-E-E-L-H-A-U-L-I-N-G. And this is where a person is tied from one side of a ship to another, a sailing ship, and is dragged underneath the ship or the boat when it's underway. And my understanding, Gwyneth, is that keel hauling is a Royal Navy punishment technique. Is that true?
Yes. Navies all over the world used it. So the U.S. Navy used it. Pirates used it. Various navies used it. And it was a very, very serious punishment because usually what would happen is that the soul would get scraped by the barnacles and algae and all the rest of the junk that, you know, accumulated on the ship's hull. And usually those cuts would get very, very infected. And usually the soul, if they were alive when they came up on the other side, would die in the days and weeks afterwards from systemic gangrene. That's usually what would be the fate. And it was pretty rare for somebody to actually survive a keel hauling. But like I say, when I say that, I imply that I'm verbally stripping somebody out, okay? I'm verbally keel hauling them, not actually physically keel hauling them. But the thing that these cops have to realize, these are not isolated incidents. There's whole websites that are devoted to these types of incidents that the police are doing to us, the villagers, okay? To the point of where it seems like there's hardly any good ones out there. It's not just a matter of the odd bad apple. It's the whole blooming barrel. And we're fed up with it. And we're on the brink of a systemic collapse as a society. And there's no getting out of it. There's going to be no avoiding it. And pretty soon, their technology is going to go away, and then what will they do? Vincent.
What you're saying is if we have something like a grid-down situation, these guys won't be able to communicate with each other, and they won't be able to have multiple cars show up at the same time. Where they can gang up on us. It'll be just more like a fair, even, level playing field. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what it said.
Yeah, we're not advocating keel hauling. Our team doesn't do that.
But what I'm saying is there's a lot of people out there who don't have the patience and the tolerance that you and I have, Vincent.
Well, I see it every day. I mean, when I'm in my truck, if I go to Springfield, I can see how on the edge people are. I mean, we've got the zombies who are walking around totally oblivious to everything that's going on around them. And then we have, you know, people with shopping carts who just abandon the shopping carts and go wander off to another part of the aisle and then, you know, come back. They don't mind blocking people. People who, I've seen people do the most amazing things. There'll be two lanes in each direction, you know, on a road. And I'll see somebody in the center lane making a right-hand turn, pulling right in front of the car right next to them. I mean, from a traffic light, just pull right out in front of someone. I just can't imagine how they ever passed driver's education, if they've ever had it. It's amazing to me that people are on the road doing these things to each other with automobiles. I mean, this is really getting to be extremely dangerous. As a matter of fact, I've got my old jalopy, my 1996 car that I really don't want banged up. I don't want to take it out because some jerk is probably looking at his or her cell phone or reading the newspaper or doing a crossword puzzle or texting or whatever behind the wheel of their vehicle and not paying attention. And I don't want to be anywhere near those people. I see people with ladders in their trucks all the time, unsecured or poorly secured. It'll be okay. I mean, that's what we say in Missouri, right? It'll be okay. It's not okay.
Yeah.
Gwyneth and I will be right. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died. He served on the bench from 1975 to 2010, passing away yesterday at 99. Late yesterday, when the news came down of his passing, candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden was at a campaign event in Iowa, and he said of Stevens,
"He understood that, you know, the most important thing about being in the court is being prepared to listen with an open mind to the litigants before them, and I thought he was a fine man."
The U.S. House passing a resolution condemning President Trump's controversial tweets about four female Democrats in Congress. But those tweets only seem to be increasing his support among Republicans. A Reuters poll finds Trump's support by Republicans now at 72%, up from 67% last week. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So you mentioned Lyme's disease, or Lyme disease. One theory, according to the internet, it's a compelling but controversial theory. And it suddenly emerged in Connecticut. And this theory blames the accidental release of infected disease during experiments at Plum Island. It's a Plum Island Animal Disease Center on Long Island Sound, about 8 miles south of Lyme, Connecticut. And untreated Lyme disease can spread to other parts of your body for several months months or years after the infection, causing arthritis and nervous system problems. Can it kill you? Well, early stage Lyme disease responds well to treatment. Most cases, an antibiotic for 2 to 4 weeks kills the bacteria and clears up the infection. It can be really, really serious and affect your nervous system and your heart. And as I mentioned, I know someone who has it. And can you imagine getting in your car and getting there wherever you went and then forgetting how to drive? Not knowing how to operate your vehicle once you get there and you want to come home, or forgetting where home is, or forgetting your phone number. And in those days, cell phones weren't everywhere, so you could be stranded, not knowing where you are, where you live, who you are. Pretty serious stuff. And if this was caused by a laboratory, this should be hell to pay. These people should be imprisoned, tried, convicted, and imprisoned for a crime, ecocide, killing lots of things. Now, just my thoughts. What a mess.
That's serious.
Does government do anything right? Does government, one thing. I don't think so. I can't think of a single thing that government does to get right.
I can't think of anything, Vincent. Everything they touches turns to a big stinking pile of manure. And actually, that would be an insult to the manure, because manure is actually good for something. You can actually fertilize your garden with manure. Probably a better analogy would be a big stinking pile of radioactive waste. It seems
they've done that too. And they're responsible for that.
Yeah, they
governments are. They're responsible for Three Mile Island. They're responsible for all these leaking nuclear reactors, 104 of them in the United States. They're responsible for the leaking radioactive waste. They're responsible for polluting the oceans with plastic. They're responsible for Chernobyl. They're responsible for all the space junk that's orbiting the planet. We didn't put it there. I had nothing to do with it. As a matter of fact, if they asked me, Vinny, you want to contribute to the orbiting garbage disposal system that we've got planned? I'd say absolutely not. Would you like to contribute to put satellites in space? Absolutely not. Communication satellites so you can call over there? No. No.
Yeah.
No. How about 5G? Because can you imagine how much faster you'd be able to download your movies? No. How about all the clear cutting that's going to be that's happening right now in Europe and in the UK? Clear cutting millions, that's with an M, millions of trees so that they can get rid of the trees that are in the way of the signal of 5G. Can you imagine that? That's what's happening right now.
Hey, Vincent, are you saying you live on a piece of land that is covered in trees, that the 5G signal will not be able to get to you?
That is, they're only, from my research, and I have to thank Joey for sending me some of this information. From my research, there are two things that stop 5G really well. One of them is dirt, the earth. The other one is leaves. And I was talking to Joey, and I have a theory about this, and I'll probably ask Ricky tomorrow about it. My theory, I have a ham radio license, and in order to get that, I had to do some studying. So I read the manual cover to cover in one day, and I committed some of it to memory. Not all of it, but some of it. Enough of it to pass the test. And I've been experimenting with radio transmitters and receivers since the 1960s. And I've built many antennas, and I've tuned them, and I sort of know how this stuff works. Well, there's what's called a a wavelength. And a wavelength is a sine, well, think of a sine wave. It's like an S on its side. And you can have an antenna that is one quarter of a full sine wave, one half of a full sine wave, three quarters of a full sine wave, or a full sine wave, or 5/8. And those lengths of antennas work okay. A quarter wave is not as good as a half wave, and a half wave is not as good as a full wave. But if you want to know about it, well, you can research easily and figure out at what frequency, what length does the antenna need to be. And then you can divide that by 4 or 2 and get the quarter wavelength or the half wavelength. Well, here's my theory, that the veins in leaves are probably either a quarter wave, half wave, or a full wavelength of this 5G signal. And so the leaves are acting as antennas, attenuating the signal, absorbing it. And so is dirt. Yes, now that's my theory. Now I can't prove it because I don't have the equipment. Well, Bert Bertonis could prove it, but I can't. And he's one of our instructors. So, and I haven't talked to him about this, but that's my theory. Because leaves contain moisture. And if you think about it, if you put something in your microwave oven, and we're talking about microwaves with 5G now, high-end microwaves. If you put something in your microwave oven, let's say dry toast, I mean absolutely devoid of almost all moisture, dry, dry toast, and you try to heat it up, not much happens. But if you put, some dough, which has a lot of moisture in it, in the microwave oven, it will heat up because moisture is needed for the absorption of microwaves. So the moisture in the leaves, I believe, is the thing that is stopping 5G from penetrating wherever they want it to penetrate. So if you're living under a canopy of leaves, you're better protected than if you're not. And if you're living underground, you're better protected than if you're not. Why? Because I believe it's moisture. So that's my thought. So what's happening all over Europe and the United Kingdom is the cutting down of trees for 5G. And I can't believe that people aren't rioting in the streets saying, have you lost your minds? You want to cut down these trees?
Well, you know what, Vincent? I live in a eucalyptus forest in a house that's made of dirt. In an adobe mud brick house in the eucalyptus forest.
Well, you're in pretty good shape. You're in pretty good shape. Except for the roof, right? What's your roof made out of?
Sheet metal.
Okay, well, the problem with 5G is it goes right through metal. Goes through everything. Goes through glass, goes through siding, goes through everything except leaves that are moisture-carrying leaves and earth. So from the sides of your house, you're good. The windows, no. The doors, no. The roof, no. And that's a mess. That's a mess because, you know, I'm talking to people who want to build their houses, and for years, I mean literally years, there's a couple who came to our farmhouse, also talked to Rich Sheban, and they were interested in moving from Arizona to Missouri. And I said, you know, if I were building a house, I would build an earth house. And an earth house is a basement with a roof, class, literally. It's literally you excavate the earth, you find some southern-facing hill, and you excavate three sides of this basement. And then the side that faces the south, you build a glass wall. So you have lots of windows on that side. So the sun comes in and warms up the house. You don't need much air conditioning because it's three-quarters underground. And if you really want to do it right, you have a concrete roof, and you plant some kind of lawn on top of the concrete lid, which is the roof. And now you've got dirt, and it's concealed from satellites, and it's only got one side that's open. What a great way to go. It's the least expensive way of building a house in the United States that there is. It's the least expensive to heat and cool, and it's tornado resistant to the greatest degree. It's awesome. What a great way to go. And so I even recommended that kind of construction to this couple who came and spent a day with us, Mrs. Finelli and I. We showed them around the area, and they decided that they were going to buy somebody else's house instead of making their own mistakes. And I got to tell you, as it's one pet peeve of mine, why do people buy other people's mistakes? Why do they do that? Why? Well, I don't know. Until you build your own house and make your own mistakes, I guess you don't realize how great of an idea it is to build your own mistakes. And I don't really mean build mistakes. What I really mean is don't buy other people's mistakes, because every house that I've ever been in is not as good as it should have been because of the mistakes the builder, the owner, the architect, and everybody involved made. Gwyneth, would you agree with that, that every house that you've been in, every house, wherever it's been, has had mistakes?
Yes, including this one. It's a great house, but the owner made a very, very big mistake. And that is that they did not use native eucalyptus timber for the beam. They used Oregon pine. And they made the doorposts out of Oregon pine. And the local termites happen to love Oregon pine. but it's okay as long as there's someone living in the house. Because the local termites have a nemesis which is called a spiny anteater. Okay, it's an echidna. And the echidnas that live here might grow to be 18 inches in diameter. They are enormous. They might weigh, 10 pounds. This is this creature that lives here. And they're everywhere in the forest, and they live on termites and ants. And the local termites do not like to live anywhere where their little termite antennas can sense movement, because they think they're going to get eaten. And so there is some termite damage to this house because it was left unlived in for a bit of time, but it's not progressing because now we're living in it. And it's heated, and there's sounds of people, music, footsteps, various
other... Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, class, I was looking at Amazon Days just to see what Amazon is trying to entice its GDP customers into buying. Big TVs, spying devices like, their Echo device that you just talk into, Alexa-type devices, that kind of thing. Smart devices, smart watches. Cell phones. It's amazing. I mean, just things you don't need. You just don't need them. And they're trying to get people to be more connected. And what's happening, in my opinion, is people are becoming more depressed. More and more depressed. More angry. The electromagnetic radiation that they are paying to expose themselves to. And they want faster, faster, faster. That's making people more on edge, more violent, more nasty, more me first. And it's creating a generation or a couple generations of young people who don't know how to do anything. Literally don't know how to do anything. They don't want to read books. If you go to the junk stores, I'm talking about Goodwill, I'm talking about the Federation for the Blind, I'm talking about the Restore, you will find things that it's just amazing what people don't want anymore, like books, like really good quality items that were made in the 50s, 60s, 70s. Quality items. People don't want them. They want new. They want new, thin, cheap, Chi-Com crap. That's what they want because it looks nice. And the young people have been convinced into thinking that, electronic devices should only last a couple years. So if you get maybe 3 years out of it, that's awesome. That's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. If I bought a notebook computer that lasted 3 years, I'd be furious. If I bought a phone that lasted, I'm talking about a desktop phone, even, I don't know if you even find them, landline that lasted 3 years, I would be furious. I called a company yesterday called Bayco, B-A-Y-C-O. They make trouble lights. And I said, you know, I just called because I have a trouble light, one of these lights with a yellow cord, fluorescent 13-watt light. I use it under my hood of my vehicles. It's been going great for 30 years. It is great. And and after 30 years, the lens finally broke, and I can't hang it up anymore because I would hang it by the lens, which is what where the hanger is, and so I can't hang it anymore, so it's kind of tough to use it. So I bought one just like it, sold by Pep Boys on the Internet. But the one I got was this new, cheap, crappy Chinese one. And instead of having a 20-foot cord, it has a 5.5-foot cord. So I was talking to this gal in customer service. I said, I want you to think about this. So the average garage door is 8 feet wide. And then you have 2 feet of width on either side of the garage door. So now your garage bay is 10 feet wide. And so the center of that garage is 5 feet from the wall. Now, you have a 5.5-foot cord on your light. It's impossible to use that darn thing. Who engineered that? Who approved that? What people were involved in that decision? And I said, here's what you tell your next time you have a meeting with your boss. And you say, look, next time those engineers come out with new products, invite 3 of us who take these phone calls and get beat up by the customers because we have such crappy products. Have us come to the meeting, and we'll tell you what the complaints are going to be before you even build the product. She said, what a great idea.
They won't do it.
No.
Because
no.
The thing is that extra 15 feet of cord probably would cost as much as the rest of the lamp put together.
Yeah. And you know what? I literally had to take an extension cord and splice it together, solder it, use a heat shrink tubing, the kind I sent you, put it all together so I could have like a 15-foot cord again. Because the one it comes with is, who can use that? I have no idea what the purpose of this thing is. I said that even the tube is too short. And you've got this lens on the end so you can use it as a flashlight. That makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. So they built a product that is worthless. It's made in China. And Pep Boys sold it. They showed a picture of the old style, the one I really wanted. I paid more for it. And they sent me this new Chicom one, this crappy Chinese one. And I said, by the way, the switch broke. The switch broke after a year. Can you send me one? And she said, well, what's the model number? I said, I have no idea. She said, it's on the box. I said, well, I don't have the box. I threw the box out a long time ago. And nowhere on this Chicom made trouble light from Bayco does it say the model number. Nowhere. Nowhere. Now, the reason I had their phone number is their phone number was on the old one. And I was going to the shop and called them right up. Another company that, why would I buy a product from Bayco? B-A-Y-C-O. Why? Well, the only reason might be if they're the last one standing. That might be the only reason.
Yep.
We're going. Yeah, yeah. Gwyneth and I will be right back. Gwyneth, what do you want to talk about on the other side of the top of the hour news?
I would love to talk about permaculture farming and natural sequence farming.
Permaculture and natural sequence farming with Gwyneth Isaacs, who does it live in Australia. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.